It's Saturday, September the 25th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, freedom for Meng-Wan Zhou and the two Michaels, and China's cryptocurrency crackdown. First, the week in brief. Meng-Wan Zhou, Huawei's chief financial officer, was released from more than 2 years house arrest in Canada after she reached a deal with America's Justice Department. Almost immediately, two Canadian businessmen who were detained by China shortly after Ms. Meng had been arrested were released from jail. China had always claimed that its imprisonment of Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor was not retaliatory. Ms. Meng had been fighting extradition to America from Canada over Huawei's alleged sanctions busting in Iran. China broadened its war on cryptocurrencies, outlawing all transactions with the digital coins and banning, quote, mining, their energy-intensive minting process. Overseas exchanges such as Coinbase and Binance are barred from serving mainland investors. Separately, Chinese authorities detained two executives at HNA Group, a bankrupt conglomerate, over, quote, suspected crimes. Leaders of countries in the Quad Alliance, America, Australia, India and Japan, met face-to-face for the first time in Washington, D.C., and promised to cooperate on vaccine distribution and climate change, among other things. However, Chinese expansionism, while not explicitly mentioned in public, provided the subtext to the meeting. Quote, liberal democracies believe in a free and open Indo-Pacific, said Scott Morrison, Australia's Prime Minister. Seven countries signed a, quote, no new coal pledge, initiated by the United Nations, ahead of COP26, the UN Climate Summit in November. Britain, Chile, Denmark, France, Germany, Montenegro and Sri Lanka all promised to stop building new coal plants. Since 2015, the world has cancelled 1,175 gigawatts of planned coal-fired power projects, roughly the same as the total coal capacity of China. President Biden said that horse-mounted immigration police who chased Haitian migrants at the border with Mexico and ignited outrage for their aggressive tactics would, quote, pay. An investigation is currently underway, and the agents have been reassigned. Meanwhile, the thousands of Haitians who had gathered near the town of Del Rio in Texas have been dispersed by American Border Patrol, many deported, and their camp disassembled. A spokesperson for Boris Johnson disputed Jair Bolsonaro's claim that Britain's Prime Minister had asked for an emergency food deal. Brazil's president said the deal was intended to ease a supply crunch of an unspecified food product. A COVID-19 and Brexit-induced shortage of truck drivers, combined with climbing natural gas prices, have fueled concerns of empty supermarket shelves in the run-up to Christmas. The European Commission rebuked FIFA, football's world governing body, for its plan to hold the World Cup every 2 years instead of four, citing a duty to, quote, preserve a model that respects the interests of fans. UEFA, which oversees European football, expressed concerns that a biennial tournament would harm players' health and negatively affect women's tournaments. And word of the week. Curé, noun. A Madagascan word meaning a drought that brings hunger. In the south of the country, people have long been used to it, but in some places it has lasted for years instead of months of late.